A new diamond era begins. Desert Diamond Casino White Tanks is now open. There's even more of your favorite slots and tables, a sports book, an atmosphere sparkling with excitement, and top names like the legendary Morton Steakhouse and signature Starbucks coffee. Best of all, this stunning new destination is right at Loop 303 and Northern Parkway. So come and live the diamond life. Desert Diamond Casino.
An enterprise of the Donna Automation.
In addition to taking care of one another inside the church, what if we developed a lifestyle of taking care of the most needy outside the walls of the church? How would that change the community and our city? Bob Moffitt, president and founder of Harvest Foundation in Phoenix, along with Pastor Julian Gibb, talked with pastors and leaders about how sacrificial love by those in the church to those in need outside the church has helped people see and embrace Jesus Christ. It's that demonstration of Jesus' greatest commandment that we'll hear more about today on The Kingdom and Its Stories.
Well, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are around the world. It's a pleasure to have you join us here today. My name is Julian Gibb from the Harvest Foundation, and you are listening to The Kingdom and Its Stories. So what's The Kingdom and Its Stories all about? Well, it's about how we, as believers in Jesus Christ, are called to step out from our lives, from our studies, and to put our lives into action for Jesus Christ, to be his hands and feet to our neighbors, to reach out to those around us, those that we meet. And often, sometimes we can get a little daunted by this. It's like, oh my, what am I meant to do? Start an orphanage or, you know, change the world single-handedly? Well, the answer is we're called to step out and start. And this is exactly what Susan has done. And Susan has blessed us by joining us today. And Susan, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much, Julian. I am so excited to share what's in my heart with your listeners and to encourage them.
And so, Susan, tell us, first of all, a little bit about Susan, by the way, I should have added, is from Just Moved Ministries, which is an intriguing name. And so we're going to be learning more about that. But before we do, Susan, kindly tell us a little bit about yourself and your journey.
Well, I'm Susan Miller, and I was married for many, many years before cancer took my husband. And of course, I will see him again. And that is my saving grace. But we have two children, and I have six grandchildren. So other than full-time ministry, which all ministry is full-time, I have a wonderful family and friends that have been so supportive and helpful during my journey.
Amen. And so you had indeed, I mean, you're blessed to have that many grandchildren. That is in a ministry in and of itself. And so, and so tell us a little more about this ministry that you founded. Why did you found it, and what's your objective?
Well, Just Moved Ministry is, that says it all. You know, if you had to write on a napkin, what is Just Moved Ministry? It is the title itself. It is for women who have just moved. And it started because I moved 14 times. And Bill was in the hospitality industry, hotel, restaurant industry, and we moved every 2 to 3 years to accompany his career going up the ladder. And so, you know, 14 years or 14 moves just rolled around. And when we moved to Phoenix, you know, I thought, I don't know if I can do this anymore, Lord. This is so hard for me as a woman. There has to be other women that feel like I do. So we moved to Phoenix with a corporate move. However, God's plan was for this ministry to start because out of my own desire to help other women going through the same feelings and emotions that I did, Just Moved began a very slow process. And I didn't set out to be a founder of a ministry. I just wanted to encourage other women. And it just evolved into a book and a teaching study that is biblical based, biblically principled, and the outreach has just grown and grown, which I'll tell you about as we go on. But I do want to say that next year, 2025, our ministry will be 30 years old. Julian, I mean, when I say that, I'm thinking, oh my gosh, do we feel the pleasure of God's smile? Because it is only because of him. We're a nonprofit, 501c3. It is only because that we are doing what God has asked us to do as a ministry outreach, to bring other women to Christ through this transition they're going through. And so 30 years old, we're going to do a big celebration, and it's so exciting.
Well, congratulations. That is a major milestone. So, no doubt you've helped countless women during those years.
Absolutely. Thousands of women. What started in my home church, I go to Scottsdale Bible Church here in Scottsdale and Shea Campus. There are other campuses, but we have the very material that I wrote in the book I teach in under women's ministry, because we are a women's study. By the way, a move is something a woman feels and a man does. So that really helps put it in perspective. And so I go as a volunteer and teach at my own church under women's ministry, a study, a class for women who have gone through the transition of moving. And what we offer is, and the book is, you know, it has the same theme and the same journey that we take a woman on. We take her through the process of letting go and learning how to trust God, how to start over with hope, and how to move forward with faith. Biblical application as well as practical application. And so that is how, you know, I started in my own home church, and I had friends that said, Susan, you can't be everywhere in every church, and churches need this. And so you've got to write a book. And I said, I can't write a book. I talk with my hands. How can I write a book? But through much encouragement, that I had a good friend that said, just pretend you're sitting across the table from one woman and you're talking to her. So that's how I wrote the book, based on my journey with 14 moves, what God taught me, and the biblical principles to encourage and bring hope. And so it evolved from a book, which is published by Focus on the Family, and it is now, it's sold over 100,000 copies.
Oh my.
And so Focus recognizes it as an evergreen. In other words, moving is something that is not going away. Next year, we will be moving, and we live in a mobile society. So our study, I've done the video teaching. So churches order the video teaching. It can be streamed, however it is, you know, needed in a church. And, you know, we need a facilitator, and we have all the materials. I've written workbooks, leaders' guides, all of that to accompany the teaching. So we are now not only in churches all over the United States, but internationally. Military chapels, and of course, missions, missionaries. You know, we are just, if you think about it, everybody at some point moves. I think the degree of people that don't move is less and less. So God has just expanded us by me just saying, use me, Lord. I mean, it wasn't anything I did. It was God pointing the way and making the pathway straight.
Because what you just said is perfect. Because, you know, when I listen, I'm sort of thinking, wow, a book. I mean, like, how on earth do you write a book? I mean, you know, it's how on earth do you get it published? How on earth do you do this? You know, how on earth do you get your church involved? How on earth? How on earth? How on earth? You know, and so you're just reading off this list of how on earths. So how did you make it happen? I mean, how did this start? You know, so say for myself or a gentleman or lady listening on the radio, you know, they're thinking, oh my goodness, you know, Susan must be just this powerhouse of dynamo, you know, she's got that spiritual power, that go-go, you know, but not me. What would you say to that?
Well, first of all, like I said, I never started out wanting to be the founder of a ministry or thinking about being in full-time ministry. I mean, I was, you know, a corporate wife. I followed my husband all over with his job. And, you know, I was a stay-at-home mom. And so when we moved to Phoenix, that was the breaking point for me. And I was at my lowest emotionally. And, you know, I just looked around my church and I thought, there's got to be other women that feel like this. I think I'll do a welcome tea or a welcome coffee and just welcome newcomers. And mind you, this was 30 years ago. Our ministry's 30 years old. And so I didn't even start out thinking ministry. You know, we now have a staff of 7 women, and I have a board of directors, and we have 25 volunteers, and they are the hands and the feet of the ministry. But I started out with a coffee at church for women that were new, and I noticed that after the coffee, I never saw them again. And I thought, well, now there's got to be something more, you know, besides just welcoming them. And so, as most Phoenicians do, we went as a family to San Diego for the summer. And I sat on the beach and wrote out on notebook paper what my heart felt, what God taught me, scripture. Then all of a sudden, when we came back, I had a whiteboard and I started outlining chapters and it just began to flow. But let me tell you, Jeremy, or Julian, I'm sorry, I love Jeremy and I love Julian, but it took 2 years to get it published. I wrote it. Did all the right things, searched every Christian publisher, sent it to everybody in the world, Christian publisher, nothing until Focus on the Family caught the vision that families move and moving affects families. And there's a chapter in my book on how moving affects marriage and parenting. And I mean, I delve into the everyday life of a woman after a move. After the boxes are unpacked is the name of the book and the name of the study. Because after the boxes are packed, what do you do? Where do you turn? And we're not a welcome wagon. We are a biblical study. And I encourage anyone, if you have a purpose and a passion and a plan, those are my 3 P's. I even tell those to my grandchildren, have a purpose, a passion, and a plan. You know, God will open the door if he wants you to go further and wants you, and he will make a way. I'm not that savvy. I just love teaching and speaking, and God provided people around me to fill in all the gaps of what I didn't know about starting a ministry or a business or whatever. So I encourage your listeners, if you have a purpose, a plan, and a passion, you stay on your knees and pray. God will open those doors, and he will bring people to accompany you and help you move forward. Does that make good sense, Julian?
Well, it is. You know, I'm just trying to scribble that down as you're saying it for myself without being so obvious. But it perfectly does. You know, and it's very encouraging because often we analyze too much and we paralyze ourselves into inactivity because we're thinking, oh, you know, I can't do that. I need some big organization, or we need this. And of course, it's a case, as you have just perfectly said, of that a person found a need and sought a way to meet it. Never envisioning something to be big. The purpose, the point, was to help other people next to you.
That's exactly right.
And then to allow the Lord to, if he wishes to expand, to make it grow, to bring people to you who are able to do things that you yourselves can't do. You know, we can't all do everything. So to bring people to you so that this mission, his mission, can grow.
That's right. That's so. And we started out in my house. I mean, in my guest bedroom was my little office. And I had a friend that came and somebody would order a book and I'd run to the garage, pack it, run to the post office, mail it. I mean, we started grassroots. It wasn't glamorous. And after a couple of years, as things begin to grow and churches begin to catch the vision, because see, our ministry is a woman's ministry, but it is part of outreach and evangelism. And, you know, it's a way to bring new families into the church, because if mama ain't happy, ain't nobody happy. And I've had so many husbands say, oh my gosh, you know, this has really helped my wife become settled and, you know, all of that. So, and understood and heard. And so all that to say is that I started out in my home, and after a couple of years, then realized we needed to go, you know, full-fledged and become a 501c3 and go through all of that and get a board. And then the board said, you need to move out of your home into offices. So we rented a, you know, through God's grace, a little tiny office space, which we've expanded a couple of times. So in a nutshell, that is the story. And we just started a study in Osan Air Force Base, South Korea. And so that is, you know, so wonderful in our hearts to know we're reaching military wives that are cut off from their families and from, you know, so, and that we're giving them hope and encouragement of Jesus.
So let me ask my knucklehead question of the interview. Surely moving, is it not just like, you know, picking up your can of deodorant, your toothpaste, sticking a few clothes in a suitcase, you know, getting some guys or gals in a big truck to pick up your stuff and move it? I mean, come on, Susan, what's the big deal?
All right. Okay. I'm so glad you asked, Julian. Spoken like a true man with about moving. Sounds like fun, doesn't it? Well, for a lot of people, it is fun. A lot of moves are good moves. A lot of moves are anticipated and welcomed and planned on. However, it is still an adjustment and a transition. And with every move, there is transition. With transition, there is loss. With loss, there is grief. And so you run that gauntlet, even in a good move, of having to let go. And I teach about the difference in letting go. In other words, cherishing the past or where you came from and not clinging to it, but cling to God's word and his promises. So, you know, we help a woman through that process, because although it's a good move, it's still an adjustment, because with every transition is an adjustment, and then loss, and then grief. And so I've had women say, oh, we retired here, we were so excited about it, and all of a sudden it's hit me, you know. Moving is more than unpacking the boxes, and it can be exciting to a lot of people, but then think about the people that have been involved in a move that's unwanted. Maybe it's a business move or a career move and it doesn't work out. Or, you know, maybe a woman is divorced or widowed or single and, you know, moving for a better lifestyle. Whatever the reasons are, our study, our classes, our material, help a woman, give her that hope and encouragement, and validate her feelings, because we really want a woman to understand that we understand that when you move, it's common to feel lonely. That's the number one thing, loneliness, because women are community-based, relationally based. A man goes to work, he's got people around him, he was expected, he's got instant friends, for the most case. But a woman may have to start her own career or find her own job. And, you know, she's got the children, a home to set up. And women need that sense of community and belonging. They feel invisible. They feel lonely. They feel discouraged. And our study shows how they can adapt, feel connected, and thrive after a move. And our biblical principles undergird that. Our foundation is God's word. And so that's exactly the catalyst of why we reach out. That's a niche. It's just moving is a niche. So it's not like it's not for everybody, but let me tell you, there are millions that it is for, because more and more people are moving and uprooting.
And I one thing I would like to add as well is, if I may, yeah, having moved internationally a couple of times, it's no fun for guys either.
Okay, I'm glad to hear you say that.
You know, you're still unpacking 2 years later, you know, trying to find your but as you said, you know, because of course you're physically leaving friends, you know. Of course you can get on the internet, you can Zoom, you can do all these things, but it's not the same. And so you suddenly, you know, your identity to a degree with your friends and just simple things that drove me crazy was finding a doctor.
Oh, yeah.
Finding someone to get your hair cut. You know, just these things. You think, well, that's no big deal. But it's a constant small culture shock, whether you're moving from Texas to New Mexico or wherever. There are these small things. And I just remember feeling like rather, you know, silly, because it's like I couldn't get my hair cut. You know, it's just, well, you know, just silly little things that mount up. But knucklehead question number two. Why, yeah, you keep talking about the Bible, and you keep talking about, you know, you mentioned Jesus, you know. Why I fully understand what you're saying, you know, in this situation, a lady, you know, can feel lost, lonely, you know, a thing of separation, readjustments, you know, that will make sense. And it's a great ministry for you to reach out and care for these people. Well, why bring Jesus into the mix? What's the point?
Well, we are, first of all, I am who I am because of Jesus Christ. And I accepted Christ as my personal savior as a teenager. And you know, over the years, I'd take two steps forward in my growth and one step back, you know, that kind of growth over the years is in my younger years. But through, I think, life, you realize that there's more to your life than just you, that, you know, you are really missing a completion in my heart. I would be missing a completion without Christ. He is my everything. And, it, you know, without Jesus and the hope that Jesus Christ brings, I could not have survived the death of my husband emotionally. I mean, I would have gotten through it. But it is the hope that God brings in any crisis or trauma. Things don't always go right. Circumstances can go crazy, and you've got to have an anchor. And I think more and more people are realizing, I'm floundering. I don't have an anchor. You know, it's not job. It's not money. It's not power. It's not a house, a new car. There's something missing. And, you know, the basic need of our life is having that person that knows us and loves us. And that's Jesus. So, you know, this is a faith-based, Christ-centered ministry.
Oh, man. So we have 1 minute left, sadly. So someone's listening on the radio now or on the internet around the world, and they're thinking, I need this.
Yes.
How do they find you?
Oh, yes, please. JustMoved.org. Go to our website, sign up for everything free, get our weekly words of encouragement, get our Bloom publication, justmove.org. www.thehopeofmissionsmissionsmissionsmissionsmissionsmissionsmissionsmissionsmissionsmissionsmissionsmissionsmissionsmissionsmissionsmissionsmissionsmissionsmissionsmissionsmissionsmissionsmissionsmissionsmissionsmissionsmissionsmissionsmissionsmissionsmissionsmissionsmissionsmissionsmissionsmissionsmissionsmissionsmissionsmissionsmissionsmissionsmissionsmissionsmissionsmissionsmissionsmissionsmissionsmissionsmissionsmissionsmissionsmissionsmissionsmissionsmissionsmissionsmissionsmissionsmissionsmissionsmissionsmissionsmissionsmissionsmissionsmissionsmissionsmissionsmissionsmissionsmissionsmissionsmissionsmissionsmissionsmissionsmissionsmissionsmissionsmissionsmissionsmissionsmissionsmissionsmissionsmissionsmissionsmissionsmissionsmissionsmissions whatever, contact us at reachus@justmove.org. And that will get directly to me or to one of my staff. But just go to our website, justmove.org. It tells you about our studies. It's encouraging. It is developed for encouraging women in transition and moving. And so please do that. That's the best way to reach us. You can order the book on our website.
Justmove.org. Well, Susan, thank you so much for your time and your powerful testimony.
Thank you, Julian. It was a delight to be on your show. And if you ever want to talk about other dealings of moving, I'll be happy to do that.
Amen. Well, thank you. Thank you all. May God bless you.
Jesus defines discipleship as come and follow me. Next Monday at 5:30 p.m. on Faith Talk 1360, we'll hear another testimonial from a leader demonstrating how they and the people of the church are sacrificially loving the needy and beginning to see real change in their communities. If you have a personal example of how you are being the hands and feet of Jesus with your neighbors, we'd love to hear from you. Enter your story at harvestfoundation.org. That's harvestfoundation.org on the Contact Us tab. You can also subscribe to the podcast on The Kingdom and Its Stories on Apple Podcasts and Spotify.